But if she had done that and shown up not sweaty and flushed, someone might wonder. Outside the Poseidon Gate, two men had a light fishing boat up on two sawhorses, showing a crowd of gawking kids the shark bite near the bow. A large, muscular woman, Naomi, met her at the door, but instead of going inside, led her back down the road to Cottage 7. They left their shoes at the door, along with two other pair, and went into the air conditioning. At a wooden table, a man and woman in fit middle age. The woman looked familiar. Some pieces fell into place, and the changeling remembered it had graded her papers at Harvard back in 1980. It shook his hand, Russell Sutton, and he introduced it to its former student, Dr. Jan Dagmar. They both looked hollow-eyed and wired, as if they'd done a couple of all-nighters on pills and coffee. They sat down heavily.
"Coffee?"
Naomi asked, and the changeling said yes, black, and sat down across from Jan.
"First, tell us what you know about the project," Jan said.
"That would take a while," the changeling said.
"I've done my homework."
Jan shrugged in a friendly way. It accepted the coffee.
"Thanks. You stumbled onto this undersea artifact and salvaged it, and soon found that it was made of some substance too dense to find a place on the periodic table. 3 times as dense as plutonium, but not radioactive."
3 times if it's solid," he said. "It's probably hollow." The changeling nodded.
"If it's from Earth, it was made by some process we don't understand, putting it mildly. Likewise, if it was made on some other planet. You still don't know how it might have been made, but it's intellectually less uncomfortable to assume it came from somewhere else."
"Which is what piqued your interest," Russ said.
"Me and 7 billion others," it said. "Ever since your announcement, my computer opens up every morning with a search for new material with the word Poseidon."
It sipped its coffee.
"You haven't been able to drill or file so much as a molecule off this thing. You tried to boil some off with a laser, and there was an accident."
"You know what happened then?"
"No. I saw the CNN pictures and read the popular press speculations. The thing can levitate?"
He raised an eyebrow.
"We saw the pictures, too. But you haven't published anything about it."
"No." He looked at Jan and back at the young woman.
"We can tell you a little more if you're hired and sign the non-disclosure form."
"But only a little more," Jan said. "There's not that much to tell."
"You got a bachelor's in astronomy," Russ said. "And then you quit."
"Marriage," the changeling said.
"And when it didn't work out, he left me with too much debt for me to go back to being a student."
This was a part of its autobiography that would stand up to computer search, but not much beyond that. The husband had conveniently dropped off the map, and its state and federal tax forms were precisely hacked, as were employment records for the 2 low-level lab technician jobs. It had gone to some trouble to find 2 Los Angeles firms that were so large and mobile that Ray might credibly not be remembered personally.
"I did some checking," Naomi said. "Your professors at Berkeley had a high opinion of you."
The changeling gave her a level gaze.
"And they wondered why I hadn't gone on. And why you became a lab tech. I had the training from summer jobs. There aren't any jobs in astronomy."
"That's for sure," Jan said. "More than half the PhDs are doing something unrelated to astronomy."
"I knew that when I chose the major," the changeling said. "My advisor advised me to learn how to flip hamburgers."
Jan laughed.
"That's what my advisor told me back in the 80s. So there's always hope."
"Do you plan to go back?" Russ asked. Under the circumstances, a question with no right answer.
"I keep up my reading at the library, AJ and FJ, it said carefully. "My interest in astronomy is undiminished, especially globular clusters and star formation."
It realized it was sounding too much like a college professor, but it had been a professor a lot longer than it had been a lab technician, or a dwarf, or a prostitute, for that matter.
"But it would be hard to go back to being a student. I've been a working woman for too long.
31 of the past 94 years, if being a female shark counted.
The